The holiday movie season gets into full swing this weekend. The next month or so will feature a mad dash of more than 50 would-be blockbusters and Oscar hopefuls. We asked our critic Bob Mondello for a selective preview.
Every year, Hollywood tries to go out with a bang. The question this year is which bang will be biggest. In most years, it would be hard to top the subduing of the dragon Smaug. In The Hobbit, the Battle of Five Armies.
This was the last move in a master plan. A plan long in the making.
But Peter Jackson's only got Gandalf. Ridley Scott's got Moses battling Pharaoh and the parting of the Red Sea in Exodus, Gods and Kings.
We're going to recapture 400,000 slaves.
We're not recapturing anyone.
There is a sea ahead and an army behind! Ready yourselves!
Indeed, ready yourselves. Exodus has a special effects budget Pharaoh would have envied. Pharaoh also shows up in another effects epic this Christmas, a lighter one, though.
You are speaking with the Pharaoh.
Kiss my staff.
Is it okay if I don't?
Night at the Museum heads to London for Secret of the Tomb.
Hey, welcome to the British Museum.
Hi.
Must be wicked being a security guard in America. With your gun, with the silencer, with your ninja swords.
That's not even a little bit true.
True matters elsewhere this holiday season, though, because Oscar voters are as fond of biopics as they are short of memory. So every December, there are lots of based-on-a-true-story stories. Among the ones this season, Mr. Turner, about British landscape painter J.M.W. Turner, in which Tim Spall courts an Oscar nomination by grunting and snorting as he paints his masterpieces.
Ah! Sir John, sir.
J.M.W. Turner, Esquire.
As I live and breathe.
My dear friend, only now I was admiring your seascape.
Audiences will admire, too, as Turner lashes himself to a ship's mast to experience a storm he's painting from the inside. Also taken from real life are three wartime sagas, Clint Eastwood's American Sniper.
Hold on, I got a woman and a kid 200 yards out moving towards the convoy.
Bradley Cooper as the title character.
Her arms aren't swinging, she's carrying something.
During the Iraq War, he became the deadliest sharpshooter in U.S. history.
Yeah, she's got a grenade. She's got an RKG Russian grenade. She's saying to the kid.
You say a woman and a kid?
You got eyes on this? Can you confirm?
Negative.
An earlier war, World War II, is the backdrop for The Imitation Game, with Benedict Cumberbatch playing the math genius who cracked the German Enigma code.
I like solving problems, Commander. And Enigma is the most difficult problem in the world.
No, Enigma isn't difficult, it's impossible. Everyone thinks Enigma is unbreakable.
Good. Let me try, and we'll know for sure, won't we?
Another World War II story centers on an American who's a former Olympic track star when he gets shot down over the Pacific, then plucked from a raft by the Japanese, who want to use him as a propaganda prop.
I can't say this. What it says about America, it's not true.
This man must be taught respect.
Unbroken was directed by Angelina Jolie, and unlike previous years when it was startling to see even one woman director given a prestige project during awards season, this year there are two. Ava DuVernay's Selma chronicles Martin Luther King's campaign for voting rights and the opposition of Alabama Governor George Wallace.
You will not tolerate agitators attempting to orchestrate a disturbance in this state.
It is unacceptable that they use their power to keep us voiceless. Those that have gone before us say no more.
Women directed those stories of struggle and resistance, and women are also out in front of the camera in other potential award contenders. Julianne Moore, suffering from early-onset Alzheimer's in Still Alice.
I've always been so defined by my intellect, my language, and now sometimes I can see the words hanging in front of me and I can't reach them and I don't know what I'm going to lose next.
Also, Reese Witherspoon trekking more than 1,000 miles to put her life in order in Wild.
I'm desperate for it to be over, but I'm terrified too. When I'm done, I'll only have 2 dimes to my name, but I'll have to start living, and I'm nowhere near ready.
And Amy Adams struggling against a husband who claims credit for her hugely popular paintings in Big Eyes.
Why are you lying?
Sadly, people don't buy lady art.
The painting says keen.
I'm keen, you're keen.
Smile.
Big Eyes is directed by Tim Burton, one of several above-the-title filmmakers this season. Others include There Will Be Blood's Paul Thomas Anderson, with a drug-fueled crime dramedy called Inherent Vice, the Belgian Dardenne brothers, with a wrenching story story of workplace downsizing called 2 Days, One Night, and Chris Rock writing, directing, and starring in Top 5 about a comedian who's frustrated that he can't seem to get the entertainment industry to take him seriously.
What's up? This is Andre Allen, and when I listen to satellite radio, I listen to Sirius Hits 1.
That's good. Just make it a little funnier.
Funnier?
Put a little stank on it.
Stank.
Nice and funny. Go.
What's up, mother? This is mother Andre Allen. Or scratch my nuts, that is.
First take was good.
Also co-writing, co-directing, and co-starring as someone anxious to be taken seriously is Seth Rogen in The Interview. He's playing James Franco's producer on a tabloid TV show that scores a face-to-face sit-down with Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, a fact that attracts attention from the U.S. government.
I'm Agent Lacey with Central Intelligence. You two are going to be in a room alone with Kim.
We got the interview!
The CIA would love it if you could take him out.
Hmm?
Take him out.
Like for drinks?
Like to dinner?
Take him out of the town?
No, take him out.
You want us to kill the leader of North Korea?
Yes.
What?
Is it starting to sound as if there's nothing suitable for kids out there? Well, there are two big musicals on the way. Oddly, the Disney one based on fairy tales is arguably the less suitable for kids. Stephen Sondheim's Into the Woods starts out with fables played straight and bright.
Into the woods without delay, but careful not to lose the way. Into the woods, who knows what may be lurking on the journey.
All will come to a happy end.
Not always.
The second half's what happens after Happily Ever After.
Princes and castles.
Why would you run away?
To Cinderella.
It's not quite what I expected.
To Little Red Riding Hood.
Maybe I shouldn't have strayed from the path.
To Jack of Beanstalk fame and lots of others.
Don't you know what's out there in the world? Someone has to shield you from the world.
But Leave the Woods for Manhattan and Beast of the Southern Wilds' Kavenjane Wallace will deliver nothing but sunshine in an updated, multicultural Annie.
The sun will come out.
The city called. They're coming to inspect. You gotta clean this whole place up.
Aren't they supposed to give notice?
Aren't I supposed to be married to George Clooney?
Who's George Clooney?
Exactly, girlfriend.
The sun will come out.
No breakfast till this place is spotless.
Yes, Miss Hannigan.
Good luck resisting if you're a parent, or even if you're not. I'm Bob Mandela.